Hey, is Dwight in?
It's him.
Hey, Dwight, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. I just wanted to follow up with you.
Well, ain't nothing to follow up with that I know of.
Okay.
The only good thing I know is Donald Trump got elected.
There you go. I figured you might be a little happy about that.
Yeah.
Did you get any sleep last night, or did you stay up watching it the entire time?
I stayed up to about 2 o'clock as long as I could take it.
Okay.
Got
well,
up about 6 this morning.
Well, that's more than I did. That's for sure. I went to bed before I knew he won Pennsylvania, so yeah. I didn't see the results on that until this morning. But yeah, man, it's should be really good for business owners.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know everybody I've been speaking with today has been very excited. Did you ever end up getting that 5 to 6 year loan with the company you were working with?
No, see, I put that on hold because shit, I didn't know if what was going to happen. If old Hillary got in there, shit, I was afraid that we might be plumb out of business. But now, I told the little woman this morning, I said, now I feel a whole lot more encouraged about putting in that runaround.
Okay. Well, I mean, I still have an approval open for you. It's about to expire. In fact, we have been getting a lot of, it's been pretty busy no matter what in November, but we actually got an email this morning letting us know that rates will be going up soon. So, I'm just kind of touching base with my old customers and people I've been following up with just to see, where they're at and, if they're close to kind of see if they're interested in taking out a loan before the rates go up.
Well, I don't know. I've got, there's two or three of them by you, that's got that approval out there, and I'm just waiting. So I'll keep you in mind. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do right yet, but we'll see.
Okay, no problem. I'll stay in touch with you. When do you think you, what were you going to use the money for again?
It's a runaround. It's a band resaw is what it is, where I'm losing a quarter inch. Every time I make a line in a log with that thing, I'd only lose a 16th of an inch.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we try to get you an equipment loan instead of a capital loan?
Well, that's what I was going to shoot for, yeah.
Well, because what I did, I got you a working capital approval is when we
don't
tried.
Need that. No, didn't need that.
Yeah, let's, do you have I know you don't have an email. Do you want me to fax over the equipment application?
Well, how long can you go on equipment?
I could do 5 years.
Is it a real lease, or is it like a dollar buyout, or what is it?
We have multiple options. We have the real lease. We have the dollar buyout at the end. It really just kind of depends on what you get approved for. So basically, I try and get you approved for the best program, and then whatever programs I get you approved for, I just come back and let you know, the underwriter approved you for this. These are your options, and I mean, that's the best I can do on my end.
Right.
But I know it's better than, I mean, even the lease buyback is still better than a working capital loan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So.
Where's that interest rate going to start?
Well, the interest rate really depends on the type of equipment, industry, and your credit. So I know your credit last time we checked was around a 655. So you'd probably get a pretty decent rate. It literally changes with every customer. So there's no set rate that I can tell you. What it is, because like I said, it just depends. But I can send you. I'll fax you an application. It's literally half a page. I have most of all your other info, so I wouldn't need much from you.
Well, it's going to take $500,000. That one piece is $250,000 itself. It weighs
okay.
About 23 tons. And then the other pieces I'm going to need, which I already have quotes on them, is around 120, and then the wiring is about 30,000, and then the installation is about $100,000. So, you know, it's going to take $500,000 to do it.
Wow. Yeah. So let's say you don't go with a equipment loan, or what are you going to do to make that happen?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I've been talking to two or three different ones, you being one, and some of the other ones are looking at it the same way.
What are they? How are they looking at it? Are they trying to get you an equipment loan? Are they trying to get you capital?
It'll be an equipment loan.
Okay. You have any approvals?
I've got. No, I ain't decided who I'm gonna go with yet. Like I said, Trump just won the damn election last night. Give me a day or two here to get my head straight. You know.
I understand. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'd love to throw my hat in the ring there and see if. You know, I have a shot to try to earn your business. Let me send you that application if you can get that back to me, and let me work on getting you an approval. And then I'll need those invoices though too. Do you have them handy on you?
I'm out of pocket. I'm vacating. I come up to Virginia. I'm not even in North Carolina. I'm at my other home in Virginia. And I actually stayed up till 2 o'clock last night. My ass is still laying in the bed watching the Fox News channel.
Okay, well, then I will let you get back to that. And then when are you going to be back in the office?
Be the first of the week.
First of the week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Monday or Tuesday.
All right, so I see this is the celebrating week here.
That's right.
Well, good to hear. All right, Dwight. Well, then I'll stay in touch with you. Did you ever get an email, or do you still just not have an email?
No, I ain't got no email. You remember, I don't do that
I know.
Shit. I don't text, email. I talk and fax, and that's it.
All right, Dwight. No problem. I'll send you a fax, so that way you have it when you get back. And then if anything, I'll just stay in touch with you, see where you're at. Congrats again on the victory. I know that it was a big thing for you.
It was. All these regulations they's putting on shit, I was afraid they was going to put a slap out of business.
You know what? Yeah. I think every other business owner felt the same way. Same way. Yeah. Talked to multiple people, and they're all like, oh, my goodness. You know, a lot of people, most of them didn't like him personally, but they're like, man, we just need to change. And he's the only one willing to change, you know, or saying he's going to change things. So,
well, all right. I'll look for a fax from you first of the week.
All right, Dwight. Have a good one. Enjoy your time.
All right. See you.
All right. Bye.